Verse 6, until the day break and the shadows flee away, I'll get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. Now that's the place we need to go for the solution to our problems. The mountain of myrrh is the cross of Christ. Myrrh speaks of his death. And may I say to you, that's where you're going to find comfort today and salvation and help and hope. And to the hill of frankincense. Now that's his life, not just his earthly life, because we know him no longer after the flesh, Paul says, but we know him now as the glorified Christ and the frankincense. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what a wonderful, glorious picture that we have here of him. And this is the solution to your problems. That, my friend, is the reason that I keep saying the answer's in the Word of God. It's ignorance of the Word of God that a great many folk are trading on and taking advantage of. And because they know so little, they come up with all kinds of solutions today and not have a broad knowledge of the Word of God. And if you just get into the Word of God and get acquainted with Jesus Christ and sit down at this big round table that we've seen in the Song of Solomon and feast with him and find satisfaction and joy in him. Now, you don't realize, and I don't either for that matter, really how much he loves us today. Will you listen to this? Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart and one of thine eyes with one chain of thy neck. How fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. Now that's verses 9 and 10. And here he is speaking of the bride. He's speaking of believers. He's speaking of his own. This is how much he loves you today. Oh, it would break your heart and my heart if we knew how much he loved us. And only the Spirit of God, friends, can make this love real to us. We just can't write out a little motto and stick it on our bumper and drive around and say, Jesus loves you. How do you know he loves you? Have you experienced it yourself? Are you conscious of his love right now? Oh, my friend, he loves you. Fall in love with him. And now, will you listen? The bride speaks now and answers. Verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come thou south wind. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into his garden and eat his pleasant fruits. You remember they were there in the upper room? And the Lord Jesus was giving them that wonderful discourse. Began in John 13 and goes on actually through 17, but in John 14, he's interrupted again and again and again by one apostle and then another one. And finally, Judas interrupts him. And have you ever noticed what he said? Judas saith unto him, now this is not Iscariot, the other Judas, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, not unto the world? Judas says, this is wonderful to be here, and you're revealing these wonderful truths concerning yourself. But what about the world outside? And now the bride here, she's getting the message. She says, oh, north wind. That north wind's cold, and it may cause the bride to get very cold and maybe freeze. But, oh, awake, oh, north wind. Why? That this spice, this wonderful fragrance, might be blown out to others, and they might enjoy it. Let my beloved come into his garden, eat his pleasant fruits, but let the fragrance of this spread out to the world. And he was gathered yonder in the upper room, eating the Last Supper and the Lord's Supper the first time. And he said, this is to go out. He hadn't forgotten the world. The fragrance is to go out today. And friends, the message should go out.